Well, Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has warned the country will stand up and fight the terror threat it is facing. This a day after a score of people were killed in a terrorist attack in the capital, Dhaka. In a live television broadcast, the Prime Minister said the country stands committed and determined to uphold its freedom. Sheikh Hasina urged the terrorists to stop killing in the name of religion. She also announced 2 days of national mourning in the wake of the attack that killed 20 civilians in a restaurant in Dhaka. 9 Italians and 7 Japanese were among the victims. 2 police forces were also killed in the attack. Now, the incident drew condemnation from the Italian and Japanese top officials. Daesh terrorists have claimed responsibility. Let's cross over to Dhaka, joined by Tanvir Chaudhry, journalist and political commentator. Thank you so much for being with us. What do you see? What is actually behind this particular attack, you think, in Dhaka? Why Bangladesh?
Well, you have to see the recent history. For the last 3 years, over 40 people were killed, although those were isolated individual attacks against minorities, against bloggers, secular bloggers, writers, professors, priests from Hindu community, Shia community, Sufi Islam community. It's hard to say what their motive was, but usually several people in motorcycle would come and attack or go to their home and attack them with machete. In some cases, they use pistols to kill these people. Now, this was a prelude to what happened to yesterday, because experts and analysts have been warning the Bangladesh government that there is ties to some sort of international terrorist group like Daesh or Indian Al-Qaeda, maybe some local militant group like Ansar al-Islam, Jamaat al-Mujahideen, who have a record of previous incidents in Bangladesh. The government, however, vehemently denies that there is any involvement of international terrorist link in Bangladesh, and they say that the local grown militants, in many cases the government went ahead and blamed the opposition parties, especially the main religious opposition party, Jamaat-e-Islami. However, this particular incident, this happened, is very unique. We very rarely had incident like that in Bangladesh, where foreigners were killed in this way in a terror attack and taken hostage. The motives we don't know exactly, but obviously they wanted international publicity. They got that, and at least 20 people were killed, among them 3 Bangladeshis, 9 Italians, 7 Japanese. Among the 3 Bangladeshis, 1 was an American-born Bangladeshis. So this is where it stands right now, it's hard to comprehend the link between ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Bangladesh, because we don't have a previous record of that.
Well, let me just jump in here, Mr. Chaudhry. Is there a feeling of a lack of security now in general? Of course, we have seen some attacks leading up to this, but of course not in this in the way that we have seen with this latest attack. Tell me about the feeling on the ground, especially there in the capital now.
Absolutely. And the people are very apprehensive. They're in a state of panic. Especially, particularly after this incident, we have been having a lot of political turmoil as well. It's a highly polarized country between the Nationalist Party and the ruling Awami League Party. Since 2013 to 2014, after the war crimes trial started in Bangladesh, over 500 people were killed between political violence, leading to the controversial election in 2014.
Right.
These are part of the elements that contributed to what is happening now, because critics are saying that the government has been very heavy-handed. There is no room for dissent. There's no freedom of expression. They've been heavy-handed with the media as well. And this is probably creating a scenario and a vacuum for extremist element to do what they're doing right
okay.
now.
Well, we appreciate you being with us out of Dhaka, Mr. Tanvir Chaudhry, journalist and political
Pleasure.
Commentator.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And that brings us to the end of Press TV's Top 5. Thanks so much for staying tuned.